Joining us right now is Commonwealth Games gold medalist Taylor McEwen. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, I have to say, first and foremost, I was doing a little bit of research about you and I stumbled across your Wikipedia page. Now, you know you've made it when you've got your own Wikipedia page.
Do you know what's terrible? I actually had to edit it myself.
We all know Wikipedia is, you know, supposed to be a reliable source.
No, it's terrible. So I was Googling my name one day to get some photos put on Instagram of like one of the trials we did.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I have a Wikipedia page. Like, mom, I have a Wikipedia page. And she's like, oh, what does it say? And I went on there and it's like, Taylor McEwen is like an 18-year-old that trains at Australian Crawl in Murrayfield. And I was like, oh, whoa, okay, this is really outdated. So
yeah.
It was actually a couple of years old. And I was like, wow, how long has this been on here for? So I just like got on there, edited it, kept it up to date. And
yeah,
changed a few things on there. So
wow,
I have a Wikipedia page.
Now, you've been in training for the Olympic Games. Mm. How's prep going?
It's going really well. You know, I was a little bit worried leading into Olympic trials. I had a torn adductor, so it was hindering a lot of the breaststroke training I was trying to do. But luckily for me, that's all under control now, and it's been full steam ahead ever since Olympic trials. We had a little bit of a break after that just to like relax and take some time out. But no, it's full steam ahead, and like I said, and 45 days to go. So
now you actually leave in 3 weeks' time to start your final preparations over in America. You get to go to San Diego. What a beautiful place, but you don't actually get to look around.
No, that's right. And that's usually how training camps go for us. It's all about training, and just pulling yourself away from that home environment means you don't have the responsibilities that you would normally at home. So you literally go there to train, put 100% into training, and right before the Olympics, I think it's going to be the best thing for us.
What are you looking forward to most at the Olympic Games? I've heard there's a Chicken McNugget Challenge, 79 McNuggets.
The famous McDonald's Nugget Challenge, yes. So I'm probably going to attempt that one. You know, I've got a pretty big stomach. We'll see how we go. I don't know if I'll reach 72. Wow, God.
That's a lot. I'm pretty sure Carly Palmer and Megan Nay held that.
Yeah, they did. Well, those two are also big eaters, but I'll definitely give it a go.
What other sport are you looking forward to the most?
Well, it is quite hard to get tickets, but if I can, I'd really love to go and watch some basketball, particularly the American team.
Yes.
I think that would be sick. And I also love gymnastics just because they're all so bendy and flexible and awesome. So probably those two. And of course, the open water swimming, like their race is the day that the swimming finishes in the pool. So we're all going to head out to support our Aussie teammates in the open water as well.
10Ks, 25Ks. Ridiculous. They swim a lot. In comparison to your 200 metres.
I know. They definitely need our support in that one for the whole 3 hours.
Taylor, you put obviously a lot of hours into the pool, but you know, obviously it's very important to also have a life outside of the pool. What have you been doing?
So apart from swimming, I've just finished my first semester of uni over here at USC, which is really exciting because I made the transition from Brisbane to the Sunshine Coast. So I'm studying a Bachelor of Science majoring in animal ecology.
Yeah.
And this degree is pretty broad. So after swimming, it's going to take me beyond, and working with animals is something I really want to get into. I'm really passionate about that. So.
Yeah, now a lot on your Facebook page, you say, you know, you're trying to help save the whales and save the tigers, and you do such an amazing job. And who at the moment are you an ambassador for?
I'm just trying to get awareness out there, and I don't think people are aware of what their tourist activities can impact on. And I don't know if you heard on the news lately, there was like a lot of tigers seized from the tiger temple where visitors pay to go and take photos with these exotic tigers. So I'm an ambassador for the Dolphin Project. And they try and stop the dolphin slaughters, which go on in Japan every year. Like thousands of dolphins are migrating past and they just round them all up and slaughter them all. So it's a really big issue for us, and it's something that has been going on for like years and years now, and it's just time to end it. There's no need for it anymore, and there's no demand for dolphin meat in Japan. So it's literally just us going there and having a peaceful protest and just demonstrating to the rest of the world what's going on in Japan.
Wow, you're doing an amazing job in and out of the pool. Well done, and good luck for Rio.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me, guys.